be a meeting between your ass and the palm of my hand if you don't get off the shed. Now get off the shed.
If you have kids, that's even funnier. Or if you're a little rascal shithead kid and your parents always yelled at you, that's funny too. Hey, what's up? It's Duff. It's another episode of Duff Uncensored. I hope you're having a great day. Got a lot to get to. Can't wait to jump into this episode. This is the first time I've done it this way in regards to a mid-year review. So I'm really looking forward to it. But real quick, make sure you hit subscribe wherever you're listening. And don't forget, today's show is presented to you by Jad's Mile High Smoke, as well as Bet Online. In fact, Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. So every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to their online casino and get on in on the game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to betonline.ag right now and get in on all the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. Here. Hither. The game starts hither. Oh, you know what we need to do right now? It's funny because before I get into the open, I'm on vacation and I wanted to do something different, and it was hard for me to, I didn't want to be too outdated on some of my stories. So I was like, you know what would be kind of interesting is to somewhat revisit some of the top stories from the year. And I went back and looked at some of the more popular episodes, and then plus some of the I got a lot of interaction with. So I'm going to do that. These are some of the higher interaction topics that we got into. I didn't get into Broncos, but maybe if I remember it at the end, we can talk some Broncos. But what we can do right now, let's do it. Let's jump into some headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
Oh, this was a weird one. And I don't know if you guys remember this, but a study came out that said if you sniff female tears, like if you're around a woman, guys, and you're like, man, I'm in a really pissy mood. Well, if you sniff their tears, the male aggression goes down by 44%. It's so bizarre. And it makes you wonder, like, who's the nut job that is just like in a lab coat going, I wonder what happened to guys, their mental status if they sniff a woman's tears. Kyle, you're a son of a bitch. I can't believe you came up with that idea. No, I swear to God, it's normal. It came to me one day. I saw this lady crying on the side of the road. I ran over to her. I licked her tears. She punched me in the throat. Then I sniffed her tears, and then she kicked me in the junk, and then I got arrested. Anyway, I felt so much calmer.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle!
Yeah, Kyle, you sick fuck. Oh, my God. It's such a bizarre thing that when you see these random studies come out, and you're like, how do they stumble upon this? Oh, you know, we're doing this study and we figured out this chemical is released by tears of a female versus a male, and blah, 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 blah. So bizarre. Science is so interesting. And I can't wrap. We'll talk about random stuff, and there's going to be some more science stuff coming up here in a second. I pretend like I can comprehend half the shit that I'm talking about here. But let's be honest. Most of the time, I'm like, I'm just reading what they say in the articles, what the studies, you know, really focused on. But at the end of the day, once I turn off the microphone, I'm going, me no understand. Fire bad. Because I'm a moron is what I'm really getting at.
Right, as always.
One of the big stories, especially when it comes to science, and it's very controversial, is Neuralink that is being backed by Elon Musk. Now, as I read this, well, and real quick, to kind of, you know, backtrack and kind of give you an idea, if you don't remember what Neuralink is, the idea is they can implant some wires and hoses. I don't know. They're probably not hoses. basically, a microchip of you know, just specially designed into a certain part of the a human brain and attach it to certain things, and it can allow an individual who is paraplegic, someone that has just very limited function, maybe they're suffering from MS or other horrible diseases, and it allows them to at least have some sense of normalcy where they can at least control like a computer. And eventually what that could do is it could allow them to control and like a robotic exoskeleton type of situation. There's a lot of potential. It's not designed as of right now. It's not designed for a able-bodied person to get the Neuralink and make them like superhuman. It's being designed, and the thought is that it's going to help individuals that aren't able to fully function. And I think that's pretty neat. That being said, there's a lot of pushback, and a lot of people aren't looking at the details. They're just going, now Elon Musk wants to make, you know, super soldiers. It's Tom Bates, man. This is upsetting, man. I want to be a super soldier. Now, fast forward, as I'm reading this, I believe the guy that had the Neuralink implant initially was very successful. He was up, like, I want to say within sometime in the first week, he was like up almost all night playing video games because he hadn't been able to do stuff like that in forever. So he came out and said that I believe it was like 85% of the wire attachments for the chip have come, they've become disconnected with the device. So they're going to have to go back in there and reattach them. Listen, he's the first one. And I know people want to say that, oh, classic. What an idiot. You know, Elon Musk, you know, fucking with people's brains. Listen, in 20 years, you're going to forget about the missteps that always happens with a study. Think about like a basic recipe when you're trying to cook a new food item, and you're going through the failures and the successes to come up with something beautiful. That's what happens with every type of procedure. Think about like a heart surgery, you know, just setting bones and you know, coming up with, you know, vaccines, and which is, you know, also another, you know, big debate topic. There's always struggles at the beginning, and that's just normal. So this Neuralink, it's an easy target to make fun of, but I think ultimately 20 years from now, you're going to look at what Neuralink is, and I would hope that it's going to be one of those things where you look at it and you're like, that's just so amazing. It's hard to believe 20 years ago that, you know, if you got your spinal cord severed, that was just it for you. Now, you know, with this, you can still be active and whatever. It's a beautiful technology. That being said, there's a lot of potential for misuse. Just like anything out there, you know, you get some dickhead scientist that wants to start dabbling and making, like, you know, we joke about it, but like super soldiers or some shit like that. You know, they're dicking with that. You got, which by the way, apparently, you know, you talk about that, you know, people messing with stuff and trying to be the leaders. There's always rumors going around, and it's hard to tell what has any sort of truth behind it nowadays. But You know, there's a lot of governments that are always trying to enhance the DNA of soldiers so they can be the first ones out there with more elite super soldiers type of thing. Stuff that you see in movies and shit like that. So I get where part of you needs to be hesitant on stuff like that. Be like, are we fucking with shit too much? I mean, we've talked about this for a couple of years now where they're talking about bringing back the woolly mammoth in the Arctic to help with the permafrost, which with them roaming the terrain will help prevent gases from escaping and damaging the ozone layer, or it helps with global warming or something like that. We're always fucking with shit. And then next thing you know, zombie apocalypse. It always goes back to zombie apocalypse. Hey, I don't know, man. I'm kind of torn on it. The more I think about it, it's just, I think ultimately it's a great thing. If I was somebody that all of a sudden I just didn't have the ability to either walk or just like all I could do was like, you know, talk, that's it. I couldn't move any part of my body. I would be so desperate for something like this to become a thing. And I think the people that are pushing back on this are the people that are able-bodied. And they're just like, no, man, I think that's nonsense. Blah, blah, blah. Fuck Elon Musk. Fuck Neuralink. I don't know. I think there's more positive than negative in that. But that being said, I still tend to be hesitant when science starts fucking with shit. Because who knows? Who knows what they're going to create? Who knows? That shit just... There's a lot of potential for hazards. Speaking of hazardous things, AI, artificial intelligence, that's a very hot topic this year. And it's wild because I want to say roughly every month, there seems to be something new that is popping up when it comes to AI. And one of the more recent things was there's dating scene, like... AI can date for you so you can meet somebody if you live in China. It's really bizarre. Also, AI really recently, as of right now, is messing up Google and their search functions. And it's causing a lot of problems. There's also bosses, heads of company. What is it? Deepak Chopra? What? I don't even know his name. Fuck, guys. I'm the butcher. Okay? I screw up names all the time. But anyway, that guy, he's like some guru, Zen guru type of guy. He has like an AI version of himself that interacts in meetings so he doesn't have to. And it just documents everything that is said between the AI and the employees. It's really bizarre. Which tells me that he has nothing good to contribute. Nothing. Nothing more. Oh, so wild. Like, the AI thing, I feel like next year at this time, it's going to be even more insane. That's not even really going out on a limb by saying that. I think we could all agree that AI, it's Pandora's box. The box has been opened. Now we just got to sit back and wait and see what kind of hell is unleashed. And it might start off slow, like, you know, dating in China or, you know, lazy ass bosses getting a AI version of themselves to sit in on the meetings so they can go golf or whack one off in the company bathroom. I don't know. But next year at this time, mark it down. There's going to be something wild, I would imagine, when it comes to AI, where we're all sitting there going, holy shit, Skynet, ah, God. Tipping is a big debate as of right now. We're in June, and tipping is going all over the place. You see companies that are, they're getting internet famous in a bad way because they're on their display screen for the customer. When they have stickers over the tab that says no tip. So they're trying to get people to forcibly tip the employees. You're hearing people bitch and complain with like Uber Eats and all those other Grubhub and stuff like that, where the drivers, if they don't get a tip, they're either going to decide to consume your food, which is absurd, or they will throw the food in your face, or they will put you at very low priority and basically take 2 hours to deliver your food. Tipping is a joke. I understand, based on how our businesses are set up, where it allows companies to have wait staff that gets paid a fraction of what a normal employee gets or other employees get paid. So that way they can underpay them and then the customer will front the rest of the bill. I think that's ridiculous. And it's caused a weird society where now I think the customers are being guilt-tripped into tipping. And here's the thing that I have a problem with when it comes to tipping. I've never relied on tips. I've received tips, but I've never relied on tips. So I've never been a waiter. Here's my thing with that. I'm upset with the way things are set up. I understand that you can make a buttload of money as a waiter because of tips or a bartender or something like that. It shouldn't be set up that way in the first place. It's kind of a dick move by... the thing is, like, I can't really get mad at the restaurants for that. It's just, it's so fucking weird. But it pisses me off. Here's where I was going to go with that. How many times have you got just shit-ass service? You're like, fuck, that was horrible. That was like the worst service I've ever had. Worse. And then maybe you're sitting there with whoever you're at dinner with or lunch with, and you're like, dude, I don't even want to give them a fucking tip. But they're like, dude, you can't do that. Give them like 18%. So you're just like contributing to the problem where, like, you know, they're not even, there's some people that fucking bust their nuts trying to do great service, and they're really working for those tips. And those are the people I like to give really good tips to. But those people tend to get screwed over too. By shitty tippers. It's such a fucked up thing. The employee shouldn't have to rely on the customer to give them their money. They're busting their ass and they can get fucked over. It's completely possible. Not likely, but possible. If you're a bartender or a waiter or whatever, that you could have the busiest night of your life and you could walk away with nothing to show for it. That sucks. And that's wrong. That's so wrong. And that the tipping needs to go away. But the problem is there's some places where tipping is okay, as far as people tend to, you know, it's the rich fuckers. Let's be honest. They tend to, you know, be more generous with their money sometimes. Sometimes that are worse. But you know what I'm saying? And the wait staff will, you know, make bank. And there's going to be pushback if all of a sudden they get rid of tips. So I don't like tipping. But I get it. I get it because that's just the way shit is. Speaking of the way shit is, Jazz Mile High Smoke is the only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. And it works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. Yes. So you can go to Jad's Mile High Smoke and just chill and relax. Buy up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate. Consume what you like and then take the rest home. Jad's has something for everyone. They got a huge selection of flower, pre-rolls, concentrate, edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with. They got 7 big screen TVs. Maybe you want to watch a sporting event. Maybe you want to have a watch party there. No worries. That's where you go. Jad's Mile High Smoke. You can also rent Nintendo Switches. They got tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books, dominoes, and they even have a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. So much fun over at Jad's Mile High Smoke. In fact, Thursdays, yeah, it's a ladies' night. Ah, excuse me, ladies' day. Ah. And ladies get 20% off all day on Thursdays at Jad's Mile High Smoke. Jad's Mile High Smoke, it's just 9 minutes from Coors Field, and it's open noon to 10, and happy hour runs from noon to 4:20, Monday through Friday. You got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. Jad's is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to Jad's. I said Jad's. Yeah. Just GPS to Jad's. Hey, here I go. Boom, boom. Ha ha. What the fuck is that? What are you doing? I don't know, man. I'm going crazy. Why is Connery here? I don't know. Anyway. Oh, and I got sidetracked by myself. So the solar eclipse was a huge story the first part of this year. And what was fascinating about it was it seemed like so many people had no idea how to handle themselves. I remember when I was a kid there must have been a solar eclipse, and I just, you know, they're like, nobody look at the sun. And everybody's like, yeah, why the fuck would we learn? Why would we look at a sun? We learned since we were like, you know, able to hold our head up. Don't look at the sun. Well, everybody this year, for whatever fucking reason, when it came to the solar eclipse, nobody could keep their eyes away from looking at the sun without the protection, proper protection. People were burning their eyes. Eyes hurt spiked on Google search. How sad. How dumb are we as a society? What's funny is I remember like watching the news and just reading news articles. And here's in the news agency's defense, they would put, just a reminder, don't stare at the sun unless you have the proper eye protection. But no, people were going to the emergency room. There's people that damaged their life temporarily. There's people that damaged their eyesight forever. How sad are we? It's not really surprising. You're not really shocked about that. You've walked down the street, and there's times where you're like, ha, wow. Jeez, they do exist. Holy shit. Look at that dumb motherfucker. Man, there was something trending on, I think it was TikTok, where the parents were letting the kids stare up at the sun. And then like, it was two boys, and they both all of a sudden just started screaming and crying like they just got ice picks thrown into their eyes. They're like, I can't see. I assume that's true because everything I see on social media, I assume is true. But if it is true, which I wouldn't be surprised, they did have Southern accents. But if it is true, it's just like they shouldn't be allowed to have kids. That's just fucked up. I'm sorry. That's child abuse for being that dumb. But I guess fine. Just squint your eyes. It's good. You'll be fine. It's just the sun. Oh, man. And remember that Mexican news station that accidentally showed testicles instead of pictures of the solar eclipse. I still don't understand how that happened. I shared when that story came out, I shared the story of Fox 31 News that happened, oh God, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, something like that, where they were doing a news story and somehow they just took a live feed of the internet or something, and they weren't, or somebody's Twitter feed, something like that, and they were just rifling through, and all of a sudden it was some dude's dick, like dick and balls. And he had a semi. It wasn't like a full-on rager, but he had a semi. And you're just like, what the? How does that happen? How dumb? Sorry. I know TV news is a different breed. It's a different just animal, I should say. And the stress is through the roof. I've taken tours of the control rooms of a news station. I couldn't handle that. I couldn't. You guys have nerves of steel. But if you have a producer barking at you, be like, we need that live feed. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Or wherever they're getting that the picture source from, they don't have enough time to screen them. And then they're just putting these live pictures on there. They're like, oh, there's some flowers. There's, you know, a landscape here in beautiful Colorado. There's a guy's dick and, oh shit. Oh shit. Then everybody's like, wait. I'm not. Hey, Doug, come on, man. You rascal, that's his. I know that schlug anyway. Oh, man. So bizarre. So bizarre that they still do that. And that's apparently still a thing. But the way I'm looking at it is the stress of getting things out and not having time being allowed to you as the actual operator to screen the pictures, and then you're just putting them on there as quick as possible. And trust me, I've been in situations where people are like, you know, the talent or the producers are like, just throw it on there. Like, did you edit it? Did you make sure there's no curse words? It's fine. They never curse. And then, you know, one out of 50 times, there's a curse word in there or something like that. So same kind of concept with radio, but the TV thing, man, that's, they got to take their time on that shit. Nobody's chomping at the bit to see flowers from, you know, Aunt Carol and Betsy from, you know, wherever. You know, Durango. You're like, oh, let's got to get to those pictures. This is fantastic. Look at this. Look at those petunias. She really has a green thumb. Let's go on to the next picture. Oh, that's Carol's husband's cock. All right. Oh, well, she's quite the lucky lady. Speaking of wieners, Philly fans ruined dollar hot dog night after throwing them everywhere, on the field, at people. I'm sure somebody got poked in the eye with a wiener. Sure, it's Philly. Come on. Philly, you little bastards. Throwing wieners around like you just don't care. How sad is that? Like, dollar hot dog night, that seems like a good deal. I love stadium hot dogs. Just so good. I always remember when I was in a suite at Ball Arena, the SAC, which used to be called Pepsi Center, and we were having a company party in there, and it was fully catered, and they had, it was like me and somebody else that were like behind the scenes, very underpaid, so we're like, free food, sweet. And we're like, let's see how many hot dogs we could eat. And you open up the tray, and it's hot dogs, really good hot dogs that are just surrounded by sauerkraut. Oh, my God. So beautiful. You don't even have to put the sauerkraut on the bun with the hot dog, and you still get a little bit of that flavor, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful flavor. But I want to say, I got kind of sick that night. I want to say I ate like 7 or 8. I probably could have ate more. but I started feeling kind of iffy, and then I started feeling shameful. I was like, oh, God. How am I going to explain this to my wife? Why are you sick? You ate how many hot dogs? But anyway, back to Philly fans. Way to ruin it, guys. We give you something beautiful, something so gorgeous, something so magnificent in dollar hot dog night, and you can't even control yourselves. You can't help but throw them at people. Little Timmy got a wiener in the eye. Huh? Huh? God, how do you explain that to school? No. I didn't hit him. It was, he got hit in the eye with a wiener. We're going to call Protective Services. CPA is on their way. I swear to God, it was a Philly game. Oh, yeah. That makes sense. You guys are gross. A wedding trend that has been going on and getting popular this year is the bride and groom are charging their guests to attend. Now, I've seen stories and blurbs about everything from, say, $20 charge to attend the wedding to, there was that one that was like a couple hundred. And there was people that were, there was that guy that attended his best friend's wedding, something like that. And it was a destination wedding. So he had to shell out like $1,000-some for that. Plus he was being charged to attend a wedding. I'm like, dude, that's how you lose friends. I think that's a horrible idea. Most weddings I have gone to, you have the option where you can do like a donation if you wanted, like, you know, a donation bucket or something like that. You can give that to the bride or groom or both of them, whatever. Just slip it in there, slip it in his unders and be like, here you go. Happy future. I think that's better. Give people the option if they want to donate. And to be honest, you do it that way, people might be more, you know, inclined to donate more. But don't be money grubbing and just be like, no, you guys have to pay me $20, if not $200 or whatever, to attend the wedding. If I got a wedding invite and I had to pay to go, no, I think that's ridiculous. If I pay $20 at the door, I'm not bringing a gift. That's my gift, right? We cool with that? Fine. But if you're expecting a gift, no, fuck off. Fuck off. Influencers. Oh, wait. No, I forgot about this one in regards to weddings. I had to bring this up because I was like, wait, if we're going to talk about weddings, we got to bring this one up. Remember that lady who was naked at the funeral via a Zoom call? That's so hilarious to me still.
And she showed me her boobies, and I like them too.
I have on my computer, I have a piece of masking tape over the camera. I don't ever use this camera on this laptop. This laptop's old. It is literally begging for me to put it out of its misery, but I refuse to let it go. But I put that over there in case somehow I get hacked, and then next thing you know, I have somebody looking at me as I'm exploring my body. Don't need that. Don't need it. So I do it that way. But also, I've been on enough Zooms, enough video chats where I go through the steps. Is my mic on or off? Okay, I want it off. Is my camera on or is it off? What do I want it to be, on or off? It's pretty simple. And the fact that this lady was in a vulnerable position, attending a funeral of all things, and then she was still negligent enough to just go, it's fine, just log in. And then I'm going to go, you know, I think she was shaving in the shower too. So she was like, kept popping in, looking at boobs hanging out. God knows what else. Yeah, she's shaving her, you know, her junk and whatnot. Oblivious. And, you know, all the, and what's funny in a sense and sadly
is they, at the funeral, they had these kind of, these posts with video feeds of people that were watching via Zoom. And I think each thing or the post had, let's say, 6 to 8 feeds on there at once. And it was like a vertical rectangle, right, of the display of video feeds in the middle of the church. And there's a picture. Somebody took a screenshot of it, or a picture of it, excuse me. And there's her, you know, in the shower. It's like, come on, man. And nobody thought to do anything. You know, there was a guy that was in charge of that Zoom feed that was just like, no, it's cool. Let's let it go. Let's get it. It's fine. Jesus would want it this way. Would he? Nah, I think you're wrong. What do I know? Well, let's just watch. That's where you pull the plug on that whole thing. You'd be like, no. Zoom feed's down. Completely down. Influencers are jacking up the workforce. We've been talking a lot about that. And they're not only just jacking up the workforce, but they're also jacking up everybody around them. But a lot of people, and this is kind of leaning in from last year too, is you're seeing more and more individuals that just don't want to work. And that's kind of a carryover from the COVID era, where, you know, a lot of people didn't, I just remember there was a lot of people that they were making more money due to COVID, where they were, you know, forced not to work and the government was paying them or whatever was happening, and they didn't have to work. And they're like, this is great. And then you know, everything goes back to quote unquote normal. And they're like, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm just going to be an influencer and work on TikTok and, you know, do nothing. And there's, you see a lot of these videos going viral of people bitching and complaining about working 8 hours a day. Oh my God, you poor things. Poor things. I am so glad I didn't grow up. I didn't, you know, start working in this time frame, because it's really confusing for some young people out here that are just starting. Because there's a lot of bad influences around them. That's why I'm really hoping that my words stick with my kids and tell them you got to go out there and you got to grind, you got to earn your paycheck type of thing. I want them to have that right mentality. I don't want them to do this lazy, whatever you originally hired me to do, that's all I'm going to do. I will not go above and beyond. You don't want to be that guy. Nobody wants to work with somebody like that. Now, that being said, that's a double-edged sword, because people take advantage of individuals like that. Mostly management. So it's a very fine line. But that being said, depending on the industry, you have to stick up for yourself. There's plenty of times where I would do stuff, and next thing you know, I'm like, Jesus, I am essentially an assistant manager or assistant program director, but I'm getting paid jack shit. And then when you go stand your ground, they might give you a raise, or they might go, fine, you don't get to do any of that anymore. And then they're being a bunch of little bitches about it. And then it's a very fine line you got to walk. But I would rather be known as a hard worker who stands his ground than somebody that is a lazy worker that just, you're just like, oh, they're on shift today. Great. I just don't want that. But I also don't want somebody to go out there and just be get bent over a barrel every day, and they work hard, but they don't stand up for themselves. It's a very difficult situation. I get that. But kind of going back to influencers, one of the things that is just happening, happened last week, is you may have seen it. There was a lady who paid a woman to jump in, I think it was a lake, for $20. The lady that she's asking to jump into the water, she doesn't know how to swim. And the influencer knows this. But she's like, I'll pay you $20 to jump in there. And moron woman is just like, okay, for $20, you got it. Jumps into the water, can't swim, like I said. She's struggling. The influencer's just sitting there laughing at her as she's struggling. And other people come rushing over and try to help. Emergency crews had to be called to help, you know, the lady recover from the incident. It's two people at fault. They're both morons for that. Obviously, the influencer just being oblivious and just trying to get a funny video, right? And you're like, I don't care if somebody gets hurt. Fuck it, right, bro? It's all about the clicks and views, bro. No. And then the idiot that is like, I'll take the $20, plus I'll be on this potentially viral video. Everybody is so rock hard to be internet, social media famous, TikTok famous, that they're just throwing caution to the wind. It's ridiculous. There was some guy, God, I should have wrote this one down, and I apologize. There was it seemed like there was a big stretch this year too, for like 2-3 months in a row, there was like several influencers dying because they were doing something stupid, trying to make a video. What the fuck, guys? And then, I hate to say this, but part of me is just like, just let them go. Let them do it. I know that's an asshole thing to say. It is, and it's kind of scummy. But Jesus, you can only say so much. Like, if you're going to sit there, we told you all the potential hazards. Don't do this. It's pretty fucking obvious. Don't do that. Like the other day, Sean, one of the listeners, said something about, are we having issues because of the Tide Pod Challenge people? You know, and it's like, part of you is just like, just God, man, you didn't get killed by the Tide Pod, but now, you know, you're doing something even more moronic. And it's just like, just thin the herd out on your own, guys. You're doing it to yourself. I have a hard time with that. I understand that some people are easily influenced, some individuals, and that's sad and that's scary. But man, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Okay? To quote the great Taylor Swift. But I have a hard time giving sympathy for that. Oh, it's fucked up that the lady's sitting there laughing at her. But then I'm like, well, you know what? She's the dummy that knew she couldn't swim, and she's just like, I'm going to jump in there.
Jeez, I'm an idiot.
The fuck, man? I give up. I throw my hands up in the air because I don't know what else to say. If it was legal to go kick everybody in the dick that does stupid things, or the vagina, hey, equal rights, okay? Kick them right in the junk. And then maybe that would get the point across. Be like, hey, you know how you were like, you know, doing those dumb videos with throwing saw blades at each other? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whack! Ah, my dick. Ah, my vagina. Stuff like that. I don't know about you. It rubs me the wrong way. And I can appreciate people that go viral for good reasons. But that being said, still going viral tends to be such a desired thing that people throw caution to the wind. And that's all they think about. I've had a few videos go viral. It's neat. It's fascinating to see it just, you know, get legs and just run. And you're like, wow, that's fascinating. Look how fast it's like the numbers are going up. And I understand that rush of it. But ultimately, it's like, oof, I'm not going to do so. It's like when we were talking to Schlereth the other day, a couple of weeks ago. And he's like, people were telling him his show could go, you know, through the roof if he was doing, if he would get more and more guests on there. He's like, yeah, I get it. That's, I just can't do that. I just don't want to do that. And that's the kind of, that's kind of the same thing with me is like, I understand the things that can make you go social media famous and make you go viral and make you a fuck ton of money on social media. The problem is I don't want to do that. I get it. I just don't want to do it. It's just not authentic enough. And a lot of, I've met social influencers from around the state. And like, there's one lady and she is so fucking fake, but she makes a buttload of money. And she is the fakest fucking person I've ever met. And I'm like, I don't want to be that. I'm a stupid moron who says dumb dad jokes a lot and likes to goof around with my wife and my kids. That's me, okay? And if you see me on the street and I'm quiet, it's because I just want to be quiet. And there's been times, like I told you when I was at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, somebody's like, you should go interview Carrot Top. I'm like, I can't. Why? It'd be hilarious. I can't. One, I don't want to talk to him for just whatever. What am I going to fucking talk to him about? And two, have you seen his face? I can't get past it. So I'm like, I'm not going to force something just because other people are wanting me to do it. Anyway, but maybe that's my downfall. Oh, fuck. Hey, you know what we need to do real quick? I got to get into this because, oh, I got a good one on the mailbag. This is a freshie.
Mailbag. You've got mail.
This comes in from Matt. I'm just going to say, Matt, you're a dick. Because he was listening to one of my episodes last week, and he's like, and I kept screwing up. I was screwing up the name for Kim. Oh, my God. The North Korea leader. I can't think. The supreme leader of North Korea. I can't remember. Kim Jong-un? I don't know. Anyway, Matt said, I'd like to hear you pronounce these world leaders. Oh, you're such a dick. Such a dick. I'm going to butcher them, and I apologize to anybody out there as I try to say these names. I'm not trying to be malicious, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just stupid. Here we go. This is one of the world leaders for Lebanon, Najib Makati. Yeah, nailed it. Oh, God. Zambia. This is Hakainde Hichilema. Yeah, nailed it. God, 2 for 2. Jesus. God, I hate you, man. Although I could have just opted to ignore this email, but hey, why not? Maturitas? I don't even know where the fuck that is. Pravind Jugnauth. Yeah. God, 3 for 3. Iceland! I am from Iceland. Bajami Benediktsson. Yes, nailed it. Oh, man, I am just on fire. Matt, you thought you had me in the crosshairs, but no. North Macon. Dude, I can't even say fucking countries. I don't know. Talat Hafiri. That actually might be right. That might be right. Thailand or Thailand. Sorry. That's a Hangover 2 joke. Sarithra Thavison and Guyana is Mark Phillips. No. It's not Mark Phillips. It's Mayock Phillips. I don't know. I don't know. Well, fuck you.
The butcher has laid his mark once again. Ha, ha, ha! Chop, chop, chop! Butcher!
I don't know what it is. When I worked with Mark Schlereth, I learned that when I would write out his... he would ask, like, say a sales rep would send him and I, since I was his producer, they'd send me the copy for a live endorsement for him. And he'd be like, hey, DeHuff, can you print this out for me? And can you kind of go through it and fix all the problems? Because here's a little sneak peek behind the scenes. Usually what happens when sales reps give a radio talent a commercial to read, they don't bother to read what it says. They'll either copy paste from websites and not even do anything to it. It's just like, here's a line, here's a line, here's a line. Here you go. Make that 30 seconds or make that 60 seconds. And here's the thing. When you're in radio, it has to be, but it usually, depending on your boss, let's say for a 60-second spot, at the very least, 58 seconds, at the very most, 61 type of thing. And if it's you know, beyond that, it's a problem. It's a problem. And to be honest, as a potential client, that would piss me off. If I'm paying for a 60-second commercial and I'm only getting 56 seconds, that would piss me off. Like, no. So he would have me rewrite it. Then I'd have to time it out. And then what I found out was, because it was one of those things where it made sense to me and my brain, is that I had to really clean it up and break it down per sentence and make it big and bold. And then once that sentence was done, hit enter and make sure there's spacing. So that way it doesn't bunch up the letters for him, because he's dyslexic, and he's more than happy to tell anybody about that, because that is something that he's dealt with his entire life, and he battles it every single day. And I found, one, that helped me when I would be trying to read something and sell a product, is that I had to space it out. Otherwise, I would get lost in the script. And I found out that in turn helped him. And between dyslexia and potential, like for me, I think I have similar brain mappings as him, but I also have, like, you know, I have a hard time focusing on shit. So a potential dose of ADHD, which I think almost anybody could really say they have. It's just a matter of what level. But anyway, I just found that was a thing that helped me. So what's weird is when I look at names, it's just like gobbledygook. I'm like, Sirithra Savinson? It's just, my brain just can't comprehend it. And it's funny, because if I literally spaced it out and spent some time on it, I could probably say the names right, but it would take me probably like 5 minutes to sit there and go, okay, hold on, let's put my fingers on the paper or the screen and really break it down per segment. It's a flaw in my brain that it is not getting any better. it's getting worse, let's be honest. The fact that I'm able to say my own name, that's a pat on the back, okay? Good job, buddy. Good job. Hey, you know what? Thank you guys so much for joining the show. Back to normal headlines next week. Can't wait for that. Also got a brand new sponsor joining the program. Can't wait to fill you in on what's going on with that. And I'm excited, because I'm going to be working with them to, basically get fit, and I'm going to get buff, possibly. I got this thing called a belly. I need to get rid of that one, but I can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to expose you to that. And I really hope to help that company via this show to find more success. And that's a credit to you guys as well. So can't wait for that. That's all starting next week. Big thanks to you guys for tuning into the program. Thank you so much for making this the number one comedy podcast in the state of Colorado. I can't say it enough. Maybe I am saying it too much and it annoys you, but you know what? eat a bag of dicks. Come on, people. Make sure you hit that subscribe button if you haven't done it. Big thanks to Jad's Mile High Smoke. And, of course, Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. It's DeHuff Uncensored. You guys have an amazing day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.